Who really needs another thing to do? There are those who love to-do lists and those that avoid them at all costs. Whether they are written down or mental lists, we each have an awareness of those tasks that need to be accomplished. That list seems to multiply during the Christmas season, also known as Advent. Advent is from Latin, meaning to come. What is coming? An influx of tasks on our to-do list? What about family and friends? Maybe not so much this year. How about food, music, movies, and gifts? We anticipate the coming of many things during the Advent season. Many times, we are carried away by these things and lose sight of the Savior who came and is to come. I was challenged this week to prepare for Christmas Day by reflecting upon my need for a Savior. Honestly, I bristled when I received that challenge for several reasons. The challenge seemed rather abstract, and I wasn't sure how to go about it without being cliché. It also felt like another item to add to my to-do list, which I certainly didn't need or desire to expand. Truthfully, I fully planned to skip the challenge. However, the nudge convicted me that a big part of my refusal was due to pride, and he continually brought the challenge to my mind. So, I began to consider my need for a Savior. It was slow going at first. I was coming up with the typical Sunday school answers. Then, all of a sudden, it dawned on me. I need so much more than a Savior. A Savior, by definition, is someone who saves another. That's rather straightforward. But God sent Jesus to us to provide for us so much more than that. And indeed, I need and want more than just a Savior. Here are three examples of how Jesus is more than a Savior. There are countless more. First, through Jesus, I also have a model of how to live and what is acceptable and unacceptable. He provided a visible and practical knowledge of God. Jesus demonstrated that it is okay to cry and be angry, but there are times when we shouldn't. We see it is not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin to give in to temptation. Our Savior didn't just swoop in and save us in one swift movement. He spent time among us and showed us how to live. Secondly, because of Jesus, I have an ongoing relationship with God, guidance, and support. He enabled me to have peace with God and peace with others. He didn't just save and leave. He saved and stayed. Although Jesus isn't physically on this earth at the moment, His Spirit is with me. The Holy Spirit guides me and directs me. He nudges me when I need it. Lastly, saving typically refers to what you are saved from. We could make a list of all the nasty things Christ has saved us from. But with our God, it's not simply what He has brought us out of, but what He has brought us into. Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14 reveals, "For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." We now reside in the kingdom of the Son He loves. It is a place of safety, warmth, love, and protection. We are not left to fend for ourselves, but brought into His family. This Christmas, may we recognize our great need and that Jesus is more than a Savior. He accomplished the enormous task of saving us from sin and death, but didn't stop there. He did immeasurably more than all we could ask for or imagine. This Advent season, may we be mindful of and thank God for the ways in which Jesus accomplished more. Lord, reveal to us Your greatness. How have you found Jesus to be more than a Savior? Share with me in the comments.